Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
On a chilly afternoon, officers David Drummond and Marshall Reedy are on board their patrol boat, keeping an eye on those who are fishing or collecting shellfish from Virginia's Atlantic coast and the Chesapeake Bay.
How you doing?
Good.
Today, they encounter a man who barely speaks English. He needs a license and a permit to harvest oysters.
Do you have your aquaculture owner's permit?
Yeah, I think I have that.
But he says it's in his car, so Drummond lets him off with a warning.
Make sure it's on the boat with you when you're out here, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Marine police also enforce federal, regional, state, and local rules and catch limits. Those in search of striped bass, for example, can take just two a day. And fish under 20 inches must be thrown back to avoid tickets and significant fines.
It's up to the judge. I'll just use this as an example. Say you have an undersized flounder. The judge has been given $50. What gets you in Virginia is the court cost. They average, what, $86 to $126 per court.
Those are expensive fish.
They can be.
Likewise, there are limits on how many shellfish you can harvest, and each bivalve must be tagged with a small plastic tie.
Prior to leaving the place of harvest, they have to affix a tag that gives the location of the harvest, the number of bushels harvested, whether it be clams, oysters, the date, the time. And the area has to be pretty specific. And that's just to track the shellfish, you know, later down the road if someone were to get sick or we had problems.
In warmer weather, Drummond adds, shellfish must be shaded and put in a certified refrigerator by a certain time each day. When they're not busy with food safety, licenses and permits, there are other jobs for Virginia's 78 Marine officers. They conduct search and rescue operations, enforce boating safety laws, investigate accidents or criminal activity, and provide security for the military, shipyards, and nuclear power plants.
Like all agencies, our biggest problem is we are very understaffed. And it's a large area to cover. The Eastern Shore is a huge area, especially when you're speaking of the bayside and seaside. But we do the best we can.
One place they don't patrol is Richmond, where state lawmakers reserve the right to regulate one of the 50 species commercially harvested in the Commonwealth. Menhaden are small fish eaten by marine mammals, seabirds, and bigger fish. A regional commission limits the commercial catch, giving Virginia nearly 80%. And a company called Omega takes 90% of that to make fish oil supplements and fish meal for pet food and farm animals. Mike Avery, president of the Virginia Saltwater Fishing Association, says not enough menhaden are left for wildlife.
The species that we're targeting, that's what they survive on. And if there's less for them to eat here, they're not even going to stay here.
His group, which lobbies for anglers, asked lawmakers to reduce the catch. But politicians who've taken $450,000 from Omega over the last decade refuse.
And we can't get any bill out of the subcommittee. We've never had a bill show up on the actual House or Senate floor. Despite us going up there and just raising all kinds of cane, they take campaign contributions right from Omega, and every vote goes straight along, oh, we're protecting Omega.
Regulation is also complicated by a changing climate that leads fish to move north in search of cooler waters. That makes it more difficult for scientists to assess populations and set limits on fishermen. I'm Sandy Houseman.